Thoughts on Haggai, Haggai chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Being stirred up, being stirred up. You remember the Lord is encouraging his people. I am with you, says the Lord. This is what he declares to them, verse 13 of Haggai chapter 1. And then we come to this chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. God stirred them up. Yes, that's the real encouragement. His presence, as I said in the previous discourse, it must be his power also. It must be his felt presence, his felt power. He came by his spirit amongst his people. And the work went on because they came and began work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius. 14 and 15 of Haggai 1. What a so. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel. What a so. God gives them encouragement. Encouragement from God, and then so, action by God. Remember what Christ said in Luke 24 and Acts chapter 1 to the apostles. Now, I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel. You begin at Jerusalem. There's where you preach repentance and faith and so on. You preach me there, Luke 24, I think it's verse 47. Acts chapter 1 and Luke 24. You wait, though, in Jerusalem until power comes upon you. Oh, you can do it beforehand, but it'd be no use. But you wait till the power of the Lord comes upon you. Wait for that power. And when the power comes, then go. Now, that's in the New Covenant. But here you see it. Haggai can preach, but unless God is in it, there's no power. But the Lord is in it, the Lord's message in the Lord's messenger. And there's been success, and now you see it. And all of them, from the top to the bottom. Is that not a lesson for us? This is the old covenant. You would think the priests would have the power. No, but the whole people. How much more in the new covenant? It's all the believers, not just the pastor, let's give him that title. Not just the top brass. No, we all need the power of God. It's all of them. It was all of them in Judah, verse 14. And it showed in action. It didn't show in passing of resolutions. It didn't show in setting up committees and producing reports. We're all very good at that. It didn't show itself in the production of books and conferences and courses. It was action this day, and action continued. Work, toil, sweat, labor. Oh, that's works. Yes, but that's how the kingdom of God is advanced. It isn't advanced by resolutions and committees and schemes and reports. It's advanced by power, by God's spirit, in action in the life of believers. People at Corinth are converted. Yes, God is sovereign. Yes, but Paul has to go and do some preaching there. People are converted in Philippi, but Paul has to go to the riverside and start speaking to people. These things don't happen without work. How is the kingdom advanced? By video, by talk, by plans, by schemes, by work. Okay, that's old covenant, but there's an equivalent in the new too. We read of the acts of the apostles. I don't know as we hear of the resolutions of the apostles. I don't know as we read about their committee minutes and all their production of the board of this and that and the other. What I read of is their actions. And there is some action in Acts. I'll tell you, right from Acts 2 onwards, there's plenty of action going on. Peter has to go to Cornelius and preach, and he does it. Paul has to travel, and he does it, and he preaches. Even when he's in Rome and he's under house arrest, he's still preaching the gospel. Paul says to Colossians chapter 4 at the end, tell Archippus, that man, tell him to finish the ministry, the work the Lord has given him to do. I tell people, it's no good leaving that good stuff on your hard drive. Get it out. Work. It has to be put to work. Well, this little discourse, it may not be much, but it won't do any good in a piece of paper. It won't do any good in notes. It won't do any good in my head. It won't do any good just fluttering around in the space. I don't know how to describe it. It has to go out. It has to be listened to. And it has to be acted upon. Oh, may God give us grace to work in the power and demonstration of His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:2. That's what we need. God's Spirit stirring us up. That was the word today. God's stirring of us. That's what we need. Let me give that the title. God's stirring of us.